Okay, it's not here or here. Hey, Rumi, you got a minute? Have you checked your laundry recently? Some of my clothes might have gotten mixed up there. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't confuse them with yours. They're kind of obvious. Fine, if you really want to know, it's my underwear. Why did your face go red all of a sudden? It's only weird if you make it. Seriously, I've lost 3 pairs of bras this month. Once I've put them in the wash, it's like they get teleported to some pocket dimension. I know, it's so annoying. I've checked every corner in the house. They're not in the washing machine, not in the dryer. I still couldn't find them anywhere. I still haven't searched your room, obviously. This is actually the last place I was going to check. I know it probably wouldn't be in here at all, but I just wanted to have a quick look around for peace of mind. Is that okay? I'm not gonna lie, Rumi. This is a bit of a mess. How'd you manage to find anything here? Okay. Not in this drawer. Wait, that looks familiar. Oh, wow. I can't believe I've actually found them. They're stacked in a pile in the corner of the closet. All the bras and panties I've been missing. That's very strange. Rumi, you wouldn't be hiding my stuff on purpose, right? Well, did you or did you not? Don't just sit there blushing and looking all embarrassed. Answer my questions. Aw, you're so adorable when you're trying to lie. Do you want to tell me why you are hiding my sexy underwear? Do you want to tell me what you do with them? Well, I can certainly make a few guesses. This is your last chance to come clean. If you don't say anything, I'm going to assume you're a secret cross-dresser. No? Okay, then tell me what you were actually doing with them. Say it. I don't want to hear any euphemisms. You were masturbating with my underwear. No, don't apologise. I actually am kind of intrigued, but guess I should be freaked out instead. I'm very curious. Why would you do that instead of watching porn? Oh, come on. We're all adults here. There's no such thing as you finding me attractive. You want to fuck me, that's what you mean. You have dirty, wild fantasies about your roommate. That's why you steal my underwear and jerk off with them. Don't be shy, Rumi. In fact, now I'm wondering how you do it. You know, show me how you beat your meat, wax the slung, whatever you guys call it. Well, you admitted to being a perv already. That's the difference with me watching this time. Come on, take your cock out. That's it. Damn, I didn't know you were packing that. That's pretty impressive. So hard for me already. You must be pretty excited. I like what I see. Keep stroking for me, Rumi. Up and down the shaft. Nice and slow. I gotta admit, it turns me on. Seeing a man touch himself to me like that. It makes me feel sexy and desirable. Would you like me to take my clothes off? Just to give you a bit more encouragement. You have to say it. Tell me. Tell me how much you want to see my naked body, Rumi. All right. Here goes the t-shirt. Damn. Your breathing just picked up speed. You're pumping your cock even faster. You must have really liked my little striptease, didn't you? Nuh-uh. The bra stays on for now. You got to have some patience. Think of it as a little reward for later. Actually, you've done a pretty good job so far. Maybe if I take over, I could help you come more easily. Would you like that? Would you like me to jerk you off? Come on. I promise it won't hurt. Fuck. You have such a beautiful cock. So thick. My hands can barely wrap around it. Shh, Rumi. Just lay back and relax and try to enjoy the sensations. Close your eyes and feel how my thumb teases the head of your cock like that. I can tell you're a sensitive one. I like how you get and let out those little moans under your breath. It lets me know that I'm doing something right. Isn't this what you fantasize about when you masturbate? That your pretty roommate would be here with you, taking care of you, serving you, making you feel good. I bet you never thought this would actually happen. That I would be here, on my knees, in front of you, caressing your cock with my soft hands. Wow. I can see that bit of pre-cum is leaking out. You must be all worked up by now. But you can't come just yet, Rumi. You only get to come when I tell you to. Right now, I'm thinking we should do something different. Have you ever tit-fucked someone? Bet you'd love to know how it feels. Isn't that right, perv? Yeah, let me just take the bra off. Go ahead, give it a feel. I don't mind if you touch them. Well, if you like that, just imagine how good it feels to slide your cock in between my breasts. Yeah, put it right there, right between them. And then just thrust forward. That's right. Keep doing that. Fuck. Your cock feels so warm and ready. You know, Rumi, I always knew that you were a little into me. Those hungry glances you throw at me when I come out the shower is enough of a clue. I don't know if you noticed or not, but I put on a little show for you every now and then. Wear my gym shorts around the house as much as I could, or bending down in front of you so you could have a nice look at my ass. I know a pervert like you would love that. Is that what you want? You like your hot roommate acting all slutty to get your attention? Fuck. Simply talking about this is getting me so horny, I can't help but touch myself. The truth is, Rumi, if you wanted me, you could have just taken me. You could just walk over to my room, push me on the bed. You don't need to steal my underwear and then jerk off alone in your bed anymore. I want you to use me whenever you feel like it, okay? And you could give it to me anytime you want. I don't care if I'm reading a book or on the phone with my parents, I just want you to fuck me. What's stopping you from doing that? What's stopping you from using me to get off? So, do we have an agreement, Rumi? Yeah, I thought so. You would never turn down a deal like that. Your cock is throbbing. Fuck. Looks like you couldn't last very long in this position. Are you getting close? I want you to come on my face, okay? I want to feel all that hot, sticky cum running down on my cheeks. Here, let me help you with my hand. Let's come together, okay? Fuck. I can feel it coming. God. I'm so close. I want you to look at me, Rumi. Look into my eyes. I want to see how good I can make you feel. And now, Rumi, paint my face with your cum. I'll open my mouth for it. Please, just give it to me. That was fuck. That felt fucking incredible. You came so much on me. It's all over my face, my hair, my eyes. But that's okay. That's how I like it. We should stay here and cuddle for a while. That was so intense. I think we both needed it. Oh, and I'm afraid I'm going to need my clothes back after this, Rumi.